It is Wednesday. It is the rundown. It is May 3rd, my last day here before I'm heading to Kentucky Derby tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. And by now, hopefully Roman approval won. I won't be at the race, which means they will win because my only dream, I don't have many goals left in life. I do. One of the major ones is be live when my horse wins and be in the winner's circle and can quit with the ownership shit because I'm not nearly wealthy enough to be in that game. And you just
and he's racing.
I know, right down the street.
Yeah. You did the classic. He was like, yeah, Roman Approval's racing in like the 8th in Belmont. And I was like, oh, let me go check it out. And then I just bet every race today.
You said that?
My day has just been derailed.
That's inaccurate, though, because I wasn't thinking that. And I heard you and Glennie say, are we doing Belmont?
Well, because I knew Roman Approval was. And I was like, well, I got to build the bankroll so I go back. Glennie also said I asked Glennie if he's betting Belmont today, and he's like, well, I would, but I already put my entire bank account in Roman Approval because Dave said he'd win.
I think he is going
to
win.
Yeah, but to be like, I put it all because Dave said he'd win.
I think Roman, we'll know by the time this airs. We'll know whether that's true.
I'm also really not going to cry for you not being able to go to the winner's circle of your horse.
It's a big fucking deal. I spent a lot of money.
As a fellow gambler, like, there's very few things I root for you in life anymore, but this is one of the ones.
That would be so fucking cool.
I wish it would happen just so, like you said, you could be done with it.
Done with it. Yeah. That's all I want. I need to watch
it. You, once you get the taste, you'll be done with it. Don't lie.
Yeah, also, it's supposed to rain consistently
at the Derby.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Derby.
Really?
So that's going to screw that up. It is brought to you by Dude Wipes. DudeProducts.com/barstool. It's underneath. 15% off. Stay fresh on the go with Dude Wipes no matter what the situation calls for. Dude Wipes are flushable. Dude Shower Wipes are extra large and extra thick. Both come in home and travel packs. Huge users of Dude Wipes. I've used them on the golf course. I know Chaps is a big Dude Wipe guy. You probably did one of your George Brett shit video.
Yep. Dude Showers.
Dude Showers. Quick shout out if you haven't seen that this is Barstool Today with George Brett and the Pine Tar incident. I think that may be the single best piece of content we've ever done.
He said that was the first time he's ever reenacted that. That's crazy.
Unbelievable. That's
he was. That was so real.
So mad.
It's like he went back to the Pine Tar game. You know what I mean? It's like he actually had that real raw freak
vaguely
out.
Vaguely reminded me of the Taffer bit, except 1,000 times better.
Yeah.
So watch that. Actually, put that in. People should see that. So we'll just put that in here.
Francis, I think I'm done with my blog. I think it's a homer. You want to take a look at it?
Yeah, happily.
Yeah, sure. Yo, Keith, can you come here for a second? George just wrote this blog, and I found
George Brett.
Yeah, I found this on the keyboard. What do you think?
Big Cat, John, Kevin, check this out.
You can't have that.
You
can't post that.
It's a foreign substance on the keyboard.
Are you using
it? We don't blog with that. He can't blog with that.
That's out. Right.
Okay. George, you're out.
You gotta be fucking shitting me!
Whoa!
You know what? I fucking did not do anything fucking wrong. Fuck you!
And now on to the topics. And again, there's no way Roman is going to go off at 10-1. People know I own him by this point, so he gets bet.
No.
But that's a weird morning. I can't believe he's 10-1.
Yeah.
It is one of those things. I'll be rooting for him because I'm going to bet him. But it's going to be very bittersweet if this horse wins this race.
Right.
Because is it possible to get to Belmont, by the way?
It's getting louder and louder.
Yeah, it is. A lot louder. It's intern day here at Barstool as well, which is always an interesting day. And it's a very busy day, so I think Frankie Borelli's interviewing him. Look at this guy. M.O., that's what we're talking about. It could have been after show. We're doing a lot of pre-show. But the only thing that's happened so far in intern day is I wanted to strangle intern Brett. Because
Jay's been demoted.
The only answer he had, the first two candidates, the first one, the only thing he'd ever done is run on the field at Yankee Stadium when he was drunk and get arrested. That was literally it.
That's the prototypical, like, I would fit right into Barstool. One time I went streaking at Yankee Stadium.
He literally
And Brett was like, go ahead, you come
to the top.
He literally
right
had
to
nothing
the top.
Else to say, except he did say this analogy, and we'll have the tape. So he ran on the field during an Orioles game, and Adam Jones, he saw Adam Jones, and he's like, Adam Jones called me an asshole. It's like, well, you ran on the field. And yeah, got tackled.
You kind of are an
asshole.
And
he's like, it's kind of ironic, don't you think? We're like, why? He's like, well, he got peanuts thrown at him, so it kind of proves I was right. It's like, what are you talking about, dude?
That's the hottest take of all on Adam Jones.
So then I can't.
Oh, my God.
And then the next kid's opening line on his resume was, I got arrested for DUI, and I'm writing this like six beers deep. So I called Brett in. I'm like, how many people applied for this? Because there must have been like four of these two. He said 4,000.
Oh, my God.
And these are who he picked. So intern Brett doing the damn thing per usual.
You're an arch nemesis, broken brain.
We're not looking for, like, alcoholics.
No.
Like,
no.
They got confused. The bar and back, like, who applies for a job that is now hard to get because a lot of our interns end up with jobs and leads with, like,
I got a DUI.
Or I got arrested.
It's hard because we make our jobs look a lot of fun, and they are a lot of fun for the most part, but, like, when we're out making videos, it's not like we're just like 12
years
deep.
Also, we've never been like, how awesome is this DUI? Yeah, that one's just stupid. That was ridiculous.
Trent, but yeah.
The kid.
That one time with Trent.
That was funny, though, because he's like, what are you saying? Oh, right. No, like the St. Lunatics just come on now. I'm in trouble. And then he was in trouble. The kid also, the kid who got tackled, he was like, oh, and I'm going to Australia to like play lacrosse, so I'd like to know in a week.
Oh,
like my time
kind of flipping it on you.
Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing in lacrosse? Like, I just want to meet people. I think it's good to network. This kid's resume, lacrosse networking in Australia. The more I'm talking about, it's more a ringing indictment of Brett. He said, number one line, arrested. Number two line, I've been to four colleges in 4 years because I get bored easily.
All right, well, you're an idiot.
Okay, all right.
That person's a fucking idiot.
We're off to a run.
Tom Brady's hands. Never notice it. Don't know if they're photoshopped. I've watched this guy play football my whole life. I've seen a million pictures of him. Those hands were, who was that guy? Was it, some guy used to roll around with huge hands. He was an internet hands guy. Did he play for the Wizards, potentially?
Cool. Well, Kawhi Leonard right now is the hot,
Kawhi's
huge
got
hands
huge
guy.
Hands. Giannis got huge hands.
No,
Pedro Martinez
like
used to have those weird
long
hands
fingers
that went back.
That snapped the ball.
No, San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, Kawhi.
Kawhi.
No, white guy.
Oh, Boban.
Oh, yeah, but
he's just
like,
a huge
he's
person.
He's like 7'3".
His
yeah,
hands
he's
need
a
to
monster
be that big.
What is, are those real on Brady's hands?
I don't know. I couldn't tell if those are photoshopped or not.
It's also weird because it was like his, you couldn't really see his fingers. It was just like the middle of his hand, the massive middle.
Yeah, the whole thing
like
was very weird.
Like a bear paw.
It's very weird.
If somebody, now speaking to throw this back to intern Brett, if somebody photoshopped that, that's such an old viral internet trick, like to pick a random photo and be like, I'm going to go big on his hands.
Because well, it's like always, making you a little small.
People always go nuts on the hands.
Well, I don't think that's ever those happened.
Mine's like inside Barstool. That's like an internet, like,
big hands.
It's like that
people
picture.
People catch wind of big hands eventually.
Wasn't that was the picture that Fights blogged yesterday with Klitschko, was that photoshopped?
Well, his,
yeah, his neck. Because that's also another perfect one where it's like, just you got hit by a little bit, but if you just put a little bit more, it's like, wow, this is the craziest picture
ever. So those are the people we should be going after.
Yeah.
Like, those are people who understand the internet. Like, you know what, I'm going to find this innocuous Tom Brady photo and just
you know
make
what?
His hands big. And
I wouldn't put it past Milmore to just do that under the radar and not tell anybody.
Yeah.
Just let it go
it
natural.
Out there on the internet?
Just that would be a Milmore move. Just sitting there, the silent
and
assassin.
Milmore is next to Feidelberg, so they could have just worked that whole scheme
there you go.
Up themselves.
Hey, Fights, look at this picture.
Boston, a couple Boston stories. Obviously, Isaiah Thomas went berserko yesterday. 53 points, huge win for the Celtics. Great game. We have that Boston story going on. You said today on Barstool Radio, you think Adam Jones is still the biggest story, period, that there is. Did you know that, Mike, have you ever heard of Sports on Earth?
SportsOnEarth.com.
I have heard of that, yes. That's where Will Leach wrote. Yeah.
And also Mike Lupica.
I did not know Lupica landed there.
He wrote on the Adam Jones thing on Sports.Earth. SportsEarth.com.
How does his son's podcast going, you think? The Lupica
Boys. He wants to work for us.
The Lupica Boys?
Yeah. Lupica wants to do like a political podcast.
Watch out.
Us.
They may be coming for
Lupica
that part of my
Lupica Boys have
throne.
A podcast. Yeah, no, they do. It was.
They want to bring it over under our umbrella.
Yeah, and you remember the promo? And Mike Lupica was like, these guys work hard. Like, they haven't been anything given to them. And I was just like, what?
Yeah, okay.
Mike Lupica?
They're going on your name.
We did. I feel like I talked to him about work. And he's actually, it seems like a smart, nice enough kid, the one who wants to do it. But anyways, so we have that.
By the way, I still think that's the biggest story.
I'm going back to the blog.
Yeah.
And also Manny Machado.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on with the Red Sox and Orioles. Right.
So, I mean, Adam Jones came out and was like, square up and fight me. Manny Machado went on his whole rant.
I mean, if you're going to hit me. Go ahead. Hit me. No, don't let this keep lingering around and, you know, keep trying to hit people. I mean, it's bullshit. Maybe we should do something about hitter pitchers out there with balls in their hands, throwing 100 miles per hour, trying to hit people. I got a bat, too. I could go up there and crush somebody if I wanted to. But you know what? I'll get suspended for the year, and the pitchers only get suspended for 2 games.
I still think that's the biggest story today.
It's the biggest story just because, like, anytime there's race on the internet, like, Twitter just has a collective orgasm. Because
how did you like the guy? Did you see the kid? So, Lupica, this is how Lupica gets involved. He wrote an article saying, I have the kid who's at the game who's verifying this entire story. Now people are saying the kid made it up and he wasn't actually at the game. So all the Boston radio stations are calling this kid to try to get him on the newspapers, and he tweeted out, I won't talk to anybody but Barstool Sports.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So we got,
an idiot.
We got this prankster.
And then
running around.
We didn't even bother to talk to him because we were like, you don't tell us who we're going
to
talk to.
You talk to him when we're ready. Right, don't try to push us into a corner. Right. We tell you when we're ready to talk to you.
I guess it's the Adam Jones story, because these stories just kind of have a way of just going on forever. But I mean, that Isaiah Thomas last night was unreal.
Awesome.
He was.
He was making that shot that he made in overtime where he like got fouled and basically didn't have the ball in his hands and then somehow got it back in his hands and scored. That was a pure, this guy's in the zone.
Yeah. And listen, it takes a lot for me to get hyped up about Boston sports doing something good. I was just like rooting for that dude. I was in the zone. I was an Isaiah Thomas fan in that
he's
moment.
He's a tough guy not to root for.
Yeah, yeah, especially short, and then you heard that he did it on his sister's birthday. Right. It was just a Disney movie.
That too. Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on, and I know it doesn't translate, but it's like you have one side, everyone's saying, oh, Boston fans are racist, then you have the other people going absolutely bananas for Isaiah Thomas. I know it's not totally related. I will say the Boston media reacts the same way, which I understand because I'm a Boston guy, so you do take it a little personal when it's like everyone's saying the city is so racist, but they're in the... I know this for a fact. Somebody yelled that to him, but I do think it's being blown out of proportion. That's my only
take. Well, my problem is it's like any of these stories, both sides, both extremes, I think, are the worst. The people who are like, Boston's the most racist city are the worst. The people who are like, we need proof before we say that this guy could have said anything are also the worst. The guy probably said something. There's shitty fans everywhere. Is it a problem there? Maybe. You'll figure out a way to deal with it and we'll all move on.
Yeah, it Boston has a reputation that it turns into a sweeping generalization thing, which, and again, every city has racist fans. It's clearly racist. My dad, what did he have to say? My dad went off.
But it's also the pendulum swings back and forth. Like, that. This happens with every city where, like, a fan will do something. Everyone will be like, look at those cities.
Like,
and then someone writes a blog being like, I think actually Jerry wrote that blog being like, we need the proof before
By the way, I like that because that plays in Boston. It 1,000% plays, and that's how a lot of people feel. So I was happy Jerry wrote that. I think one person said it. I'm very anti. I called my dad just to tell him because he's a huge Mike Lupica guy. Like, he writes on some website called Sports on Earth.
Yeah.
He's like, what are they talk about? The environment? Trying to save the environment?
We met, by the way, we met New York Mike Portnoy last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was wild. We did this, like, what was it called? The Core Club?
Core Club.
We did, like, this, like, speech thing with this, like, small little theater. And this guy stands up. He's, like, probably 80 years old. He's like, I came because it was sports, but where do I find you guys?
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, download it? And then I had to leave because we had to come back and tape part of my take, but I heard, as I was leaving, he was grilling Dave, and he's like, are you Jewish? And I was like, this guy is
He did. Yes. And he was so old school, he didn't, like, where do you find the internet? He's like, I don't know what that means.
He also summed up Francesa fans perfectly, because I was like, he's like, all I want is the Giants and the Rangers talk. I was like, do you listen to Francesa? He's like, yeah, but he's an idiot. I hate him. And I was like, okay, that's pretty much
it. There you go.
I was like, but you still listen? He's like, yeah, I don't turn it off.
Every day.
His wife dragged me. He's like, my wife dragged me here. She told me about sports. I want to know where I can read about the Mets and the Knicks. It was wild. He just stood up. And by the way, it took him 45 minutes to stand up.
Yeah.
Like, nobody stood up when they asked questions. Everybody's raised their hand and said it. This guy
It was like pitching a tent.
Yeah, and then he got up. It was wild. That was a wild question. UCLA student body president under fire, doing the blood symbols in a picture. People are upset, saying it's racist, gang appropriation. It's not so much gangs. Like, gangs are a symbol of appropriation. I'm bringing this, what?
I just, the appropriation just gets thrown around so fucking much now.
I'm bringing this just back. I thought you guys on the very telecast told me that was not the real blood symbol.
It's not. That's why this is so ridiculous. Everyone's done this goofy thing.
I read the blog. I don't think we said it wasn't the symbol.
I think that their point is, like, he thinks it's the symbol. He's doing a gang symbol. But the real bloods aren't running around doing the fucking white kid spelling out bloods.
If that's not the real symbol, then I don't even care if you agree or disagree. It doesn't matter.
K. Marco had the perfect blog on it. It's like, yeah, we hate gangs. Like, gangs are bad. Like, yeah,
bad.
And this kid took, he's a 20-year-old kid who took a picture he probably regrets. The only thing is, if you're someone who, like, I think he's the student body president.
Right, they're calling him to resign.
If you're going to be a student body president, just, like, you should have the sense to never do anything even remotely like this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like,
I
you got to be a straight lace. Everyone knows the student body president guy.
This is like,
and he doesn't
doing, like,
fucking even drink
shocker,
a beer, though.
This is like,
but you see what I'm saying, though? Like, yeah. You know the student body president guy when you were in college, and that guy would be like
so squeaky clean.
Like, yeah, we're not 21.
Runs,
like,
yeah, anybody who runs for that
right,
office is a
that's
loser.
My point. You shouldn't, if you're a loser and run for that office,
but
you shouldn't even
but this
be
kind of plays because this, the losers do this thing.
Yeah.
I gotta be.
So it fits.
Make the blood symbol.
It's not
you
blood
told
symbol.
Me. Yeah, no, I know that, but I didn't realize
it's like
that
what the corny like people being like.
You've never done the blood symbol?
Yeah, and I'm a corny fucking dumb white guy. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not trying to be tough when I do it.
No, I don't think this kid was either.
Remember when the East Coast, West Coast, like, rap battle was at its height? I just thought that if you walked around, like, in L.A. or in New York, like, doing the other one, you just get shot right away. If you came to New York and you're just, like, West Coast.
I thought you still get murdered doing the blood symbol till you guys told me that wasn't the blood symbol.
I don't know. I mean, this is, we're deep. Like, we're over
a lot more, like,
one-hand
symbols. They're not, like, spelling out words with their fingers.
Well then,
John
whoever,
Wall does them all
whoever
the time.
Invented that is a fucking. That's another guy we should hire. Who came up with
the
here's a symbol and spelled it out?
Spell
there
it.
Has to be something behind that.
Yeah.
Maybe it was at one point. I don't know. But now it's like the corny thing that we know to do. If that guy knows the blood symbol, the
I
bloods
still
is not.
I make the blood symbol just like I won't drive around. Just like if someone flashes your lights, I won't turn your lights on because they follow you and murder you.
And there
there's
concludes
no
the most ill-informed talk about gangs in America.
I know this.
I'm happy with it. I'm happy with how we got
I don't want
to
know, you know? It's like, I'm good.
It is true, though. Kevin's right. Like, they don't... The symbol they use... Gangs don't use symbols that, like, everyone
that
knows.
That we would know. Right. Yeah.
Well, then someone's pulling
like
the
Van Buren boys.
It's like, right. Yeah, it's like if everybody knew the password to get in. You can't do it.
I still would rather not do it. Seems... It, maybe it's antiquated. I don't know. Stephen Hawking. So he says we got to relocate to within 100 years or we're dead. Stephen Hawking, I don't know. I feel like he's gotten off easy on the rundown for a long time.
I'm fucking done. Oh, hashtag done with Stephen Hawking.
You know, Hank thinks that, like, he's just, like, there's,
oh,
multiple, there's multiple Stephen Hawkings, too. They just, like, shift one in and one out.
I'm
like,
done with whatever, however many of them there are, whether he's faking it, whether he's real. I'm fucking done with this guy.
Have you seen Theory of Relativity, I think? That's the only thing. I still don't. I'm not even convinced he's smart.
Well, he says things. Yeah. I could say this. No, it's actually 75 years.
What
I'm
did
genius.
He invent?
What?
The theory of relativity.
Can we get some...
The theory of relativity.
That's... Okay.
Which, That's Albert Einstein.
That's Albert Einstein.
Theory of relativity.
You guys have computers in your
Dude,
labs.
You're the dumbest.
Also, that was really dumb.
Four
score and 7 years ago.
They're answering
what?
Questions.
What? Alarmingly stupid as it.
How the universe
the
started.
The theory of relativity.
The Big Bang?
Big deal.
Wait,
what do you
that's
got?
Stephen Hawking or
yeah,
Albert
no,
Einstein?
No, we're talking about Stephen Hawking, and he just Googles theory of relativity, and it clearly
this
says Albert Einstein.
These guys don't know how to. Like, they don't know how to Google.
He's just the same guy that Googled Seinfeld last time.
What did I say about
alarmingly, alarmingly stupid?
What?
Alarmingly stupid.
Yeah, you're alarmingly stupid, Tom.
No, we asked
no, I didn't.
Stephen Hawking what he.
To not know how to Google
over
the
two.
Problem.
It's okay. You get him next time. You get him next time.
You're so alarmingly stupid. That's a real nickname. That sticks. Well, I don't know how you shorten it, though.
No, you don't. You just gotta say the whole.
Yo, alarmingly stupid. Get over here. Anyways.
Hey, at least you know your name, though. Like, you'll know that guy.
Alarmingly stupid.
Do you know his name?
Tom.
There we go.
Yeah, because I've heard it a couple
yeah,
times. Alarmingly stupid. Anyways, so we're all.
But, yeah, I mean, he just makes. He talks about things that he can't prove or disprove, so it's
does,
like.
He can't even talk. He talks about that robot voice.
Yeah. That's the other thing. People feeding him information. This is all bullshit.
Well, I will trust something that comes out of a robot voice more than a human voice. That's just a fact.
That's that Elon Musk shit.
He's got a certain, like, arrogance to him for a guy who's, like, in
rippled.
That, yeah.
Didn't he, like, wasn't he, like, a big-time cocksman back in the day? Didn't he just fuck mad chicks?
How have you ever even seen
Google? Get on your fucking phone, dummy.
He's texting. He's still like on the research seat, and he's texting. Did Stephen Hawking? I feel like he like maybe cheated on one of his wives and like got it like with a, like he fucks.
Wait, have you? Is there footage of him like walking around like a normal dude and shit?
I think as a kid. Yeah.
I've never seen him in anything other than the wheelchair.
The other side of Stephen Hawking: strippers, aliens, and disturbing, and disturbing abuse claims.
I'm taking back hashtag done. I kind of like him more now.
Yeah. I gotta be honest, that's a lethal combo: strippers and aliens.
That's a show right there.
I mean, that literally is like strippers and aliens.
Love them. Love them.
What else? Strippers, alien sports.
It proves also like no matter how smart and brilliant your mind is, like you still like to see a fucking big ass in your face.
Dude,
that's really what it comes down to.
I think we need like Barstool Sports. Strippers, aliens, and sports.
Yeah.
That's really all we talk about.
And he's a
put that on a shirt.
Stephen Hawking. Wild ride with Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
There.
I knew there would be, actually. He's one of those guys, like, we're going to get deep on Stephen Hawking. He is a cocky motherfucker. He's always got that smirk.
I think his face is frozen that way.
That's probably because he was smirking quite a bit. It's
like true. Like when you slap someone in the back.
It's like frozen
it's
that way.
It's not like an accident.
When, if you're smirking when you have your aneurysm, right, you just stuck
like,
that way.
Right. It's not an accident that he's in permanent. Like, he's smart enough where he's fixed everything, and he's let the smirk stick. Like, I guarantee you could unsmirk that.
Wipe that fucking smirk off your face. Awesome.
So fucking smart. Why don't you stand up?
See him defend himself for a lot of these accusations. So that's an open invite for Stephen Hawking. This clip, KG, Ben Wallace on a set of NBA whatever show, and they're just unfiltered watching KG highlights.
Watch how you come over.
I was wanting it. The whole series with this nigga.
Ooh, nigga, what? No, ooh.
So then he pushed me. Hold on, nigga.
No, he was real mushy. I'm talking about
it. I want it with you. What's up, hey. Honey? I want it with you.
Hey,
look.
This is my question. Why doesn't, I guess we're unfiltered, this show has to exist?
Yeah.
Like, imagine this show.
It should exist here. Just, we should go hire these guys.
That was must watch.
Yeah.
That was must watch.
I didn't need Ben Wallace there.
Yeah, but it plays, as like a trio.
I'm still pissed. Like, he was the worst free agent signing of all time. But Ben Wallace just doesn't. It's Sheed and KG.
I mean, electric. Just and then you know the show starts and it's so boring. Yeah. It's like the second they're like, yeah, they gotta you guys got to now be like fake.
Right.
It's just everything that's wrong with media summed up in like a clip of this. I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
Throw Stephen Hawking in for Ben Wallace. We'll put that shit on.
Stephen Hawking. We gotta get him in here. We just gotta get.
I don't think Stephen Hawking is gettable.
Really?
I don't think he's gonna roll up in here.
Give us 20 questions, Stephen Hawking.
Why?
Let us grill you.
I think he's a cocky motherfucker who's like, I'm not gonna go down with these idiot bros. I'm a fucking genius. I'm like an alien myself.
But if he's so smart, Stephen Hawking definitely thinks he's above us. Kevin, you're wrong. If he's so smart, he's got nothing to lose coming to talk to idiots like
us. Also, we can lure him with strippers.
It would be like fucking Ravel.
Yeah.
People right. be like, oh, now I like Stephen Hawking. Right. Yeah, I think everyone hates
you know
him.
What? Stephen Hawking played me one-on-one, too.
Yeah. old lady dirt bike versus dirt bike. So, an old, not dirt bike, just a motorcycle. Old lady cuts a motorcycle off. The motorcycle guy follows her, pulls up. The lady rolls down the window, and it's Ethel. I mean, it's just an old lady being like, sorry, I didn't see you. And this guy is going berserk on the old lady.
Do you realize you almost fucking killed me back there? Watch where you're fucking going.
Wait, the lady pissed.
I don't give a fuck. You still watch where you're going. That's my life on the line, bitch.
I would have never done that.
I don't give a damn. You watch where you're going.
I do.
Well, obviously not, because you almost fucking killed me.
Yeah. And the old lady just...
All she's doing is apologizing. Yeah. She's like, I'll look next time. I'm sorry.
She was slowly going, like, across.
Like an old person does.
I don't get... what these motorcycle guys with their fucking cameras are doing.
Yeah.
Do they just drive around on a motorcycle then go home and watch themselves driving around on a motorcycle?
And they also always play the card of like, I'm putting my life on the line every time I'm out
don't
there.
Don't get on a motorcycle.
You're the fucking one doing it.
Yeah, yeah. That lady's putting herself more on the line getting in the car trying to drive anywhere. Like, I'd say 7 out of 10 old people die or you hear their downfall, they just crash into like a wall.
Yeah,
like
they
can't drive anymore. It's like they think they're in reverse and they just smash.
You need an age cutoff.
You need an age
16 to drive and you get cut off at like 75.
The only motorcycle guys I like are the ones who wear no helmets and they have their chick on the back. And they're just like riding around like it's 1970. Those are the guys I respect. These guys with their fucking Kawasaki's
and
their whole armor, their body armor, and their helmet.
The Harley that has like the saddlebag.
Yes,
on the side.
The
it's
ones
like
that
a
are
car.
Like, yeah, like they look awful. Those are the guys I respect. But these guys on their little, like, whatever they call
them. If you have the GoPro, you're
an asshole.
You're a jerk.
You're a fucking asshole. Or you're Russian.
Yeah. What?
They film everything.
Russians. Oh,
I think you have to.
But you have to,
yeah, you do.
At any moment, like an oil tanker.
Or they jump, and they jump, or an asteroid, or they people jump in front of your car for insurance.
They fall off the building. They always climb up the tall building.
You need in Russia. All right, that's the rundown. I don't know if we get anything post-show.
Good luck with the rest of the interns.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good luck with Roman Approval and the Derby. Patches, who I'm on. The rain's gonna fuck it all up.
So are you? It's you and Laduca.
Well, I don't know now.
Going wall to wall on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
That's awesome. You got your big hat?
No, I don't wear the hat.
No, it's a chick move. I was testing you. You passed.